कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय शोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन शोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन चीरो वन यमुना तीर वन जय राधा कुंज बिहारी जय कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंवर कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की नूराम जी धाम की तुलसी देवी की बाकी देवी की गंगमय की यमुनमय की सामेत भक्त वृंद की गौरी समुद्रवती गौरी समुद्रवती ओ गौरी समुद्रवती ओ गौरी श्री गुरु गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Verse 7. Prayinamunayo Rajan Nirvita Vidhi Siddhata Nirvita Vidhi Siddhata 날군야스타라만테스마 구나누카타네하레 프라이나마나요 라잔 니비타 비디셰드타 날군야스타라만테스마 구나누카타네하레 프라이나마나요 라잔 Nibitta vidhi shedhata Nargunyasthāramante smā Gunanukhatane hare King, Nevita, above, Vidhi, regulative principle, Shedhata, from restrictions, Naigunyashta, transcendentally situated, Ramante, take pleasure in, Shma, distinctly, guna anukatane, describing the glories, hare, of the Lord, transcendental, translation. Oh, King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Purport by Prabhupada. The topmost transcendentalist is a liberated soul and is therefore not within the purview of the regulative principles. A neophyte who is intended to be promoted to the spiritual plane is guided by the spiritual master under the regulative principles. He may be compared to a patient who is treated by various restrictions under medical jurisdiction. Generally, liberated souls also take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities. As mentioned above, since Narayan Hari, the personality of God, is beyond the material creation, his form and attributes are not material. The topmost transcendentalists or liberated souls realize him by advanced experience of transcendental knowledge, and therefore they take pleasure in the discussion of the transcendental qualities of the Lord's pastimes. In the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, the personality of God declares his appearance and activities are all divyam. Transcendental. The common man who is under the spell of material energy takes it for granted that the Lord is like one of us. Therefore, he refuses to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, name, etc. The topmost transcendental is not interested in anything material, and his taking interest in the matter of the Lord's activities is definite proof that the Lord is not like one of us in the material world. In Vedic literature also it is confirmed that the Supreme Lord is one, but that he is engaged in his transcendental pastimes in the company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as supersoul and expansion of Baladeva in the heart of living entities. Therefore, the highest perfection of transcendental realization is to take pleasure in hearing and describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord and not in merging into the impersonal Brahman existence for which the impersonalist monist aspires. Real Brahman existence for which real transcendental pleasure is realized in the glorification of the transcendental Lord, not in the feeling of being situated in his impersonal future. But there are also others who are not the topmost transcendentalists, but are in a lower status and who do not take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Rather, they discuss such activities of the Lord formally with the aim of merging into his existence. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pray namune o Rajan, nirvita vidhisedita, nargunyastaramante sma gunanukatane, Hare. There used to be a recording of Prabhupada chanting this, these slokas. I don't know if anyone's heard it recently. But in the old days, some things had gotten lost over the years. It was in L.A. And so Prabhupada was encouraging us to chant and relish Machita Madhita Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Katiyantas Chimamnitam Tashanti Chara Manti Chara. In the nutshell verses of the Gita, you have this word Ramanti also, taking pleasure. They take pleasure in Machitta, minds are absorbed. Chitta, cheta, absorbed in this transcendental sound vibration. It is a transcendental sound. Whenever I think of this Sanskrit as opposed to the English is there, it's very nice, but when you relish the actual Bhagavatam, after all, Srimad Bhagavatam was not spoken on the corner of 34th Street and 7th Avenue. But still, English is nice. It's just to get us to hear, because the Sanskrit is perfect. Sanskrita means to, Prabhupada said, completely reform, perfect. So you hear this sound, become attracted to it. I remember hearing Prabhupada in Brooklyn Temple. I've seen him before, but still, I didn't pay attention before. But when he started speaking, he was speaking on sixth canto, and we wouldn't think sixth canto, first chapter, would be like super nectar or something. But Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktiva Sudeva Parayana. It's really heavy stuff about, going to hell. Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadeva, Mahato Mahabhaga Utaiva Narakan Nala Aduneha Mahabhaga Aduneha Mahabhaga. So any part of the Bhagavatam would be attractive, in the whole Bhagavatam. Some is, you can say, perfect, more perfect, nectar, like that. Sometimes we say, do you have any nectar? Drinking some nectar. There's a beautiful yogurt drink with fruit in it, and yogurt, that's a nectar drink, but sometimes we just get water, but without that water. So we should be thirsty. The point is to be thirsty to hear Bhagavatam. Pibanti, drinking. In fact, I saw the other day, generally we hear pibanti means drinking. Pibanti ye bhagavata atmanasatam kata. Here it's a katamata. Guna katane hari. So, but this... Prabhupada was translating Pibanti just as
seeing. Because by drinking, by hearing, one sees. Lord Brahma's speaking in the third canto that when one hears properly this kata, then he'll see Krishna, no question about it. And every page he will see Krishna on every page. The great sages have, Prabhupada gives the word edited, they have to take extracted from all the shrutis, all the shastras. The greatest nectar is in the Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami, the greatest. In fact, here, Shukadeva is speaking to Parikshit. And in the first canto, we saw some verses about Sutta and song, the sages. So the sages were asking Sutta Goswami about Shukadeva. How is it that Shukadeva was, as he says here, in the next verse, basically these verses, he's saying he was perfectly situated. He's saying others are perfectly, but he himself was situated also. Nirgunya, beyond the material gunas, trigunya, vishaya, the three modes of nature, but nirgunya sta means no more. Vishaya charya saira se maji. Prabhupada's talking Narottam Das' song. He's explaining that Narottam Das says this Krishna Katha Harinam, Goloka, Golokera Harinam is very, very more and more relishable. But there's only one thing you have to do. Only one thing. Oh, what is that one thing? Give up all sense gratification. Vishaya Acharya. Therefore, we find our acharyas like Narottam and all of our acharyas. They're singing, praying. When will I give up Vishama Vishaya Visha Shatataka? When will I stop drinking the poison of this material world? And to become Naigunya Star. Then one can take pleasure. It's not that one has to wait and give it up. Ato Narta Navritti Shatato Nishta Ruchi. It will come automatically, one gives up. There are stages, Ado Shraddha, like Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya. So in the beginning, one gets a little bit of interest. It's called Shraddha Bindu Diya. Even our most advanced acharyas, they're praying, give me one drop of Shraddha. But Shraddha doesn't just mean the beginning of faith. That's there also, though it has to be in the beginning. But Maitreya Muni speaking in the third canto that Shasajada Nasha Vivardamana, it's increasing always. That means exuberant enthusiasm for hearing this shastra. Ramante sma. Sasadada nasya vivardamana. Hare padanu smriti nirvitas. Samsara dukkha payama shudate. All the samsara dukkha disappears by hearing. Vidyantasto abhadrani. All abhadras disappear. Shinvatang sakata. Hearing this Svakata, Krishna, the talks about Krishna himself. Basically, we're hearing from Krishna about Krishna. We can say Shukadeva, but no one's taking credit. But because Bhagavatam idam Bhagavatam nama Purana Brahma Samhitam is Krishna. It's equal to all the Puranas, but it is Krishna. Krishna Tuyo Bhagavata. Krishna Tuyo means Bhagavata is equal to Krishna. Savashraya, it is the shelter of everything. Kalidvanta Tito, it is the sun rising in Kali Yuga. Sanatana Goswami is saying, is the full essence. We want to hear all the time. The jewel of the ocean of the Shastras. Shastradi Piyusha. Bhagavat. It is meant by all the devotees to hear and chant the Bhagavatam without cessation, over and over again. One never tires. I never tire. Even Arjuna is saying in the Gita, I don't tire. Here you can see, even the Bhagavad Gita, he says, I don't. Amrita. It is Amrita. Amrita, Amrityu means death. That it's, but this is the deathless nectar. Katamatam Shavana Puteshu Samadigam. Tabakatamritam. So this kata is something we have to become attached to. We automatically become attached to. It's not some, like here it's described that in this purport, Prabhupada saying, a liberated soul is therefore not within the purview. A patient who is treated, Rupa Goswami has the example in the Upadeshamrita. What is that? Shat Nama Krishna Charitadi. Sitapta. Sitapta. Pitopatapta. Rasanasya Narochika Anu. Anudinam. Day by day, the patient is getting healed. And we have the greatest physician also, described by Kaviraj Goswami. He says that I'm so diseased. Kaviraj Goswami is thinking that he's very diseased. I'm bitten by the boil. I'm afflicted by boils of envy, bitten by these worms of material desires. Therefore, he says, Taitanya Vaijam Ashraya. Danyarnave Namagnoham Chaitanya Vaijamashraya. Danyarnave means the Danya Atman Nivedan. Six symptoms of surrender. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives Danya as the first one actually. And this is humility. Danya Atman Nivedan Goktate Varan. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying to get shelter of this physician, one has to become very humble and realize that he's very insignificant. When Maitreya Muni was speaking with Vidura, he was describing that, even later in the third canon, he said, even Brahmaji, the ultimate Kavi, Adi Kavaye, the original poet who can speak, we can read his shlokas. What fool will not read Brahma's shlokas? What will you read in college? What will you go there? Unless you, what are you reading? Just think, anyone who goes to mundane school, he should think every moment is wasted there when he could be reading what Lord Brahma says. He has Brahma Sanghita, he has his prayers in 10th canto, he has his prayers in 3rd canto, so many shlokas by Brahmaji. He's Adi Kavaye. So what will you learn from going to just, you might learn something, make some money, that's okay, nothing wrong, but one should always be hankering, like Sukadev says, one doesn't hear, then his ears are like the holes of the frog. Bahayate te Bengani, when he doesn't see the forms of Krishna. What is that term? Jivasati dadrake vasuda. The croaking of frogs, the hearing of the snake holes, the eyes like the peacock feathers, simply wasting his eyesight. Even Bhaktisiddhanta, we're hearing that the other day. Again, we never tire of hearing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's instructions. People were going parikram. He's speaking, not that he's puffed up, but what we said, what will you learn? The guru is speaking. He's giving the example. If you go off just to see the deity, there is simply eye exercise. It's very funny, actually, you think about it. Eye exercise, you know. Sometimes we do some eye exercise, but just seeing. But if one wants to actually see, has to hear. Sometimes Prabhupada would say that before he made disciples, he was loitering here and there in the United States, in Pennsylvania, and like that. He did not have chance for fault finding because he's on the high level, very high level. He doesn't need to come down, but out of compassion, he comes down. Why does he, evam janana patitam, when he writes his verses, Prabhupada quotes, he doesn't random quote, there's so much in the Bhagavatam he could quote, even Prahlad's prayer, there's 40, some 50 almost, but he quotes particular verse, evam janana patitam, prabhavahi kruve, kama vikama manuyapapitam prasanga. Prahlad Maharaj says, that he's been put into the, somehow or other, into a snake pit, a dungeon full of snake, evam janana patitam, fallen. Kama abhigamanaya prapatam basanga, and associating with rascal people with so many material desires, by the association of these non-devotees, one gets more and more material desires. Therefore, he says, how could I give up the association of my Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni? He has made me into a devotee. Therefore, I can never give that up. Never give that up. He was being inspired by his spiritual master from within all the time. Satam prasangam, this Ramante is not done alone, but it's described there in the Gita, Tashanti cha Ramanti cha, with others. Satam prasangam ama virya sambhido. Virya sambhido means it becomes much more powerful. Prabhupada was powerful enough, he was enjoying by himself. So when these sages, oh, it's mentioned in the first canto also, before, when these sages want, they were asking Sutta, how is it that Shukadeva was perfectly situated? We have this verse, I think, 11 or 12. Parinishtitopi Naragunya, you have the same word, similar word. Naragunya here, Naragunya. And Shukadeva says in that verse 9, I was fully realized. Yaswanam is described by, in the beginning, by Sutta Goswami. Yaswanu bhavam akila shuti saram ekam adhyatmadi pamatiti kirshutam. He heard Bhagavatam and he was, first he was Brahman realized, and then those sadhus came and they were calling out, looking for him. What were they calling out? Nothing mundane. Gauram Chai. They were calling out, Baha Yate. What is that verse? Baha Vatam. About the peacock feather. And a beautiful verse describing Baha Vatam. Not the Varada Pool. Karni al Karni Karam. How Krishna has this beautiful flower behind his ear, or both ears, left ear. Sometimes the acharyas are making their opinion. It could be left ear, right ear. It could be blue, it could be yellow. It doesn't matter. He has flower behind the ear. Generally, Prabhupada says blue. Veino Rundran, he's playing his flute, is emitting this amazing sound. It's very attractive. Whole chapter 21, just describing the flute sound. Gopis are discussing him. How the deer are attracted, how the cows, Nadia, the rivers are attracted. Everyone's attracted by this flute sound. Rupa Goswami describing the flute sound, how it penetrates the coverings of the universe. Ananta Dave is twisting around. He can no longer hold the universe. So many things are going on. Rupa Goswami is also describing all these 64 qualities of Krishna till he gets to the last four only Krishna has. Sri Jagan Manasakarshi Kalakujita, the sound of the flute. With all the three worlds, the sound is the most attractive thing. It goes into the ear. So, recently some devotees put some sound as one, some great flute players, these, you know, nowadays, or maybe they died, but playing wonderful sound of flute. So they're playing beautiful flute. But imagine what Krishna's playing flute. I know I heard one conversation one time. I just heard it. And Prabhupada speaking to some boy. And he says, oh, what are you doing? And that boy said, oh, I play flute. He was an outside guy, new guy or something. I don't know who it was. He said, oh, that is very dangerous. You would think Prabhupada would say, oh, that is good. Krishna plays flute. He said, that is very dangerous. One might think that he's the ultimate attractive person because he's playing the flute. Anyway, he said like that. I thought it was funny. Oh, that is dangerous. But flute is very nice. Unless you just play flute. If you hear Krishna's flute, then if we hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we hear Prabhupada playing harmonium, singing, and we also get a taste of what it's like to hear this transcendental sound. You know, we heard that in Shiva's Angam Mahaprabhu and all the devotees are, this is non-different from Rasa dance. So we can hear what is flute the sound of Krishna's flute is permeated into these pages of the Bhagavatam, all the slokas. So one should become attracted, his mind, mano, hari, tri jagan, the three worlds, what to speak of individuals, small-time people, become attracted. The devas, when Krishna's doing, gopis are noticing that the devas are coming and with the, their wives in flower airplanes to see the Krishna playing flute. Okay. They're very attractive and throwing flowers. Everyone wants to hear the flute sound of Krishna, or after that sound. That taste for which we're always after. Mahaprabhu is giving that also in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Patipadam Purnamrita Svad. Gives the Purnamrita Svad. Full taste we're always want to have. Purnamrita Svad. Sarvatma Snapanam. So the bath, Sarvatma Snapanam, is bathing. We're afflicted, just like Kaviraj Goswami says. Dainyarnave. Namagnon, have to become submerged in this ocean of Premambudo, the ocean of nectar. Samsara dukha jalado patitashaka. Oh, no, that's not. Samsara sindhu harane, charane, vidyamyati. If you want to surpass somehow or other this ocean of samsara, samsara sindhu, charane, vidyam, actually, vidyam in the heart. You're fully sincere, have enthusiasm, then samsara sindhu charanhiriyam yadhisyat. Then one has to sankirtanamatarase ramate ramane manasche. He has to bring his consciousness fully into this sankirtan movement, hearing, chanting especially. Shravanam kirtanam. Smaranam, Parasevaram, all of them, but especially Taramajay, amongst all these Navavidya Bhakti Purnam Hoite Hoy, all are accomplished by swimming in this ocean of prema. That we do by simply performing the Harinam. Without that, then Prabhupada said, then your whereabouts are unknown. Unknown. Prabhupada said, if you have no morning program, no program for Harinam, then he said your spiritual life is not there. You have no spiritual life. So if we want that taste, we have to jump in. So then the disease will, here Prabhupada's giving that example of the disease, Tadgadamula Hantri will be taken out. But one has to surrender. What is Mahaprabhu giving? He's giving this Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Goes impersonalist in Kasi. Prakashananda. And all of them. They're simply doing some dry meditation. And yes, well, this word means this. You can well imagine, because even we have our Vishwanath Chakravarti, our Jiva Goswami, our Baladev. Great pandits. They can smash Prakashananda with one smack, what to speak of the Jaimini, those sense gratifiers. So they're taking words also and giving triple meaning also, but it's all ecstatic. You like? Chaitanya Doya Koro Habicha Habicha Koro. Bring your mind then there. You'll get something really amazing. You're so busy with your mind speculating on Sanskrit. What does Shankaracharya say? Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda, Mudha. He says, you are Mudha, Mate. Your mind is Mudha. Although he gave so many shloka, Dainam, Prabhakshami, I've given you one shloka. Just imagine how stupid this is. He gave, say, one shloka, Jivatma, or Brahma Jagan, Brahma Satcha Jagan Mita. So, that's one half of shloka, basically. He says, Brahman is real, and this material world is false. Okay, we can agree to some extent also. So, they're simply, he says, give up that word jugglery, though. Dukrina karane. That won't, nahi nahi rakshate, I won't save you, won't help you. There's nothing there, it's dry. Shuska Brahmagani. Nahi Krishna Sambandha. It's very dry. Shushka, very dry thing. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was relishing association with Mahaprabhu, actually from the beginning was, but in the beginning he also thought that he'll teach, oh, he's a young sannyasi, let me give him, teach him this and that. Like what? Shikshartameka Purusha Puram. He is the original teacher himself. Akila Garo. And so what is Sarvabhauma going to teach? But he found out, Mahaprabhu was very humble, he sat 7 days. He said, yes, I heard you, it's okay. He said, but you didn't do anything. He said, that there. You just, not one thing, imagine 7 days. Talk about humble and patient. But then Mahaprabhu said, I've come here to save you. And the king of Puri, especially. Of course, everyone is saved. We're just reading how lack, our Buddha lack. I was reading one pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was describing, our Buddha means millions and millions of people were coming to see Mahaprabhu. He couldn't. When he was in Vrindavan, he couldn't stay there. Everyone, automatically everyone is attracted. And sometimes Mahaprabhu can withdraw his potency to some degree, but generally speaking, if he's traveling on the road somewhere, then thousands of people, they're ripping up holes in the road and taking the pieces in their cloth to eat later on and relishing. And, well, this is the leelas of Chaitanya. Ananda leela maya vigraha haimabhidibhya visundaraya tasmai maha premarasara. Chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. So devotees, they relish these slokas. This is the method of Krishna consciousness, chanting and hearing. Shavan kirtan jale kore udvoy. A little seed is there, it can be stamped out, but it has to take hold. So the watering process is this hearing and chanting. Then we get out of this disease. Chaitanya Vaidyam, he's the ultimate doctor. Like Murari Gupta, Prabhupada said, he's the doctor, but he not only cures people of their mundane disease, but also of their spiritual disease. Oh, Murari Gupta, what did he do? Maybe I better hear about that. Oh, wait a minute, yeah. He wrote Karacha, by which even Chaitanya Charamrita, Chaitanya Bhagwat were taken. Maybe that's an important book. Murari Gupta. Oh, but I saw one pastime yesterday where that one Ram Bhakta, doesn't even give his name in South India, I think Madhya 9, discussed there, and he was constantly chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. He didn't say anything except Ram all day long. But so Mahaprabhu, he said, oh, he was there for a few days associating. He said, I saw that you were chanting Ram, but now you are chanting Krishna. He said, yes, since I saw you, then my attachment, dure, has gone long. Ram Nam Dure has gone long far away. No longer I want to chant Ram. I want to chant Krishna, Krishna. And sir, I think you are the personality of Godhead, like that. His name is not even given, but he's there. Just see. So many great persons have come and relished chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the Harinam. Namasankirtanam yasya sarva papa panah. Final verse of the Bhagavatam. The final solution, as Hitler would say. Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, Prabhupada gives argument that, yes, so it's okay, you can chant, that's all, it's very nice. But, Prabhupada is coming to the West, Sandarshinam, anyway. He's spreading it. He's sitting perfectly. So Sukadeva Goswami was Yaswana Bhavam Akila Shuki Sarabekam. He knew the essence of everything. He realized it. It's described in the brightness beginning in the second chapter. Swana Bhavam Akila Shuki Sarabekam Adhyatmadi Pamatiti Tirshatam Tamo Angam. But when his heart is melted so much, he's so advanced, he thinks, like Prahlad Maharaj
Why let these rascals go to hell? I won't let them go to hell. No. Like Vasudev does. Jivir Duk Deki, seeing the Duke of all these Jivas, and more Hidya Bidure, my heart is breaking. Therefore, please, he's telling Lord Chaitanya, you take all the sins, Sarva Papa, and put them on my head. So this is the mood. This is the mood of Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amar Dukha Par, he told Harinath Thakur, is that my misery is actually unlimited when I see these living entities suffering due to their own Prabhavanu Darshana, due to their own activities. But he's attracting us still. Srimad Bhagavatam is attracting, most attractive. So the answer was, why did Sukadev, he was fully situated. So these sages were asking that in the first canon, in the seventh chapter, like 8, 9, 10. And finally, the answer was, Atmaramas Chamunayo Nidrantap Yarukrame Paranti Haitukim Bhakti Yutambhuta Ganohari. Even those who are fully self-satisfied, and Sukadev is our original example here, fully self-satisfied, still, when he heard this, as it says in the ninth verse, that he was Parinishtitopi Narguni Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka. When he heard this Uttama Shloka Lilai, after he did Chaitanya Sayakyanamadhi, he studied it, he heard it, although he was perfectly situated. So, and Kurvanti. So these Atmaramas, the most advanced, Kurvanti means they don't do anything for themselves. Ahaituki Patiyata. They simply cause this, they do for others, they do for Krishna, and they do everything for others. Janashi Krishna, Vimukashi Daiva, Adharma Shilashya, Sudukitashya. They see those who are given up Dharma, just like the prediction is more Senapati. If they see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when I see that they're going off, Doradeshi, going to foreign lands, people are escaping the loving network, I send my chief man. What is that verse? In Emana Dormati Samsara Bhitare. We're suffering due to wrong. But then, seeing this, I send. What is that verse from? The second line. He sends his own man to save. Say, you have sent your own man to save me. Emana Dormati Samsara Bhitare. Poriyo Achi Noami. Second line. Tavanija Jan Kona Mahajane Pataya Dile Tum. He sends someone. So he sends the Guru, he sends Prabhupada, he sends. Pataya means he sends him. More Sanapati Bhakta. Alright.
Back and then he started chanting Hare Krishna Krishna.
Yeah.
So
it's just briefly mentioned.
Yeah.
925, I figured.
Well, how come? What's this?
He's not the same Ram. It doesn't seem like the same Ram Bhakta that.
How do you compare him with Murari Gupta? Lord Chaitanya told him to chant.
That's why I mentioned it, because it's not the same kind of thing. Yeah. He gave it up. He said, I gave up my chanting of Ram. I left it long, far away. There's no purports.
Huh?
He's Krishna Bhakta.
Who's Krishna Bhakta?
He's Ram Bhakta. He's not in a constitutional disease.
Yeah, it's just like when Radhanath Swami, he used to stay with all these Ram Bhaktas in Ayodhya. And so after a while, they weren't speaking to him. He says his story, that they weren't speaking, right, about Ram. They would speak about Krishna, and they said, well, how come you guys are talking about Krishna now? Is it because you are Krishna Bhakta?
Still, they wanted to relish Ram, but they said, he's a Krishna Bhakta. He said, you should go to Vrindavan. Anything else?
I was just wondering that, you know, everything's, so many things are in, divided into the modes of nature, you know, foods and plants and so music. I was wondering if Prabhupada ever expressed any interest or appreciation of music.
I was just going to get to that, I forgot to say. During the last days in Vrindavan, they'll have certain devotees, like especially Narottam, and he used to listen to bhajan and I won't just accuse Narottam, but he very much liked to hear Ravi Shankar and other ragas and things playing in the guest house. And one time, I wasn't lying, sitting next to Prabhupada, but I heard immediately after, Prabhupada was lying listening to this these ragas coming. He could hear it coming out of the guest house in his room. And he said, why are they listening to this jazz music? Yeah, the Shanai, he liked that. He said, this is the music on the gates of Vaikuntha. When Santosh first discovered this, wasn't it, Bishmala Khan, and he was played it for Prabhupada the morning and the evening, Prabhupada said, that is nice. Because I think, I'm not sure the chronology, but I think they already had a local Shanai. I forget which came first, but I know I was around then. But we had local Shanai player at one time. So I'm not sure if that was replaced by that recording or the recording came first and sometimes we didn't have the recording, then they would get a local. But there was Shanai playing, they used to have it, playing up right up, sitting up in the gate. You were around in that time? That went on, they don't have it now.
Just like Prabhupada, he appreciated, he would quote like some little phrase from Shakespeare. Did he ever comment on any European composer, to your knowledge, anything like that?
Not my knowledge, yeah. But I'm sure he might have said something, but I can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
He quoted Shakespeare, yeah, but as far as he didn't like say, just like in Beethoven's Fifth or something, I don't know.
I was also...
Give the ice cream cone to him, because he's a big scholar from the U.S. He liked George Harrison music.
Yeah, so
which
problem?
No problem.
All right.
I was also just thinking how we have so much to discuss, you know, so much beauty, so much of Krishna, you know, and just the whole spiritual world. There's so much. And how in personalism there's so little. You wonder, like, how can people spend their lives absorbed in... In person, it must be it says, right?
Shushka Brahmagyani is very dry.
It's very troublesome, perhaps it's very, very difficult.
Tava Brahma Kata, Mukta Padavi, there's one promoted under Saraswati's verse, I just said part of it, but anyway, it's a long verse by promoted under Saraswati. It says, as long as one doesn't get the association of Mahaprabhu's followers, then for that long he'll be attracted to this Tavad Brahma Vimukta, this Mukta Padavi. I'd like to remember that verse, but this talks about Vimukti, getting liberated, and, you know, yeah, but they're just talking, it's theoretical, yeah. Aruya Krishchena Parampadam, then one, even if he gets it, still Parampadam, if he doesn't get the nectar, finally has to come down.
I was remembering you were telling us, I don't know where it is, but Alan Prabhupada was ill.
Talk louder, my ears shot. Okay.
I remember the story that you told, that when Prabhupada was ill, someone told Srila Prabhupada that Allen Ginsberg was inquiring
story.
About his health. And
I was right there, so Prabhupada sitting in Tamal Krishna has a postcard from Bali, from Allen Ginsberg, and he's writing that, oh, Swamiji, I heard that you're not in good health, therefore I'm hoping, you know, I'm wishing you good health, like that, basically. So, huh?
That's very nice.
Right. So then he said, do you want to, Tamal Krishna said, do you want to write anything to him? And he, very weak, Prabhupada said, you can tell him. Oh, and Allen Ginsberg had said, I am worshipping a non-theistic deity. Non-theistic, I mean, it's like a total contradiction, because theism means it has to be a deity, or deity means some theism. So Prabhupada said, then tell him to pray a non-theistic Buddhist deity. Prabhupada said, tell him to pray to his non-theistic deity for my improved health. So, non-theistic.
What is non-theistic?
Atheism.
Yeah.
In other words, he wants to worship a deity, but he wants to still be an atheist, you know. Allen Ginsberg type of thinking. You know.
I wonder what the deity looks like.
Some Buddhist deity or some Maya deity. You know. They have deities called Maya and so many things similar to Hinduism. Remember that temple, that Buddhist temple near the Hawaii temple, where they have pictures of Maya and Brahma. They know about demigods, but they have a different idea completely of that. Plus there's about 100 million types of Buddhism. Huh? The Panchopashikas are way ahead of those Buddhists. The Buddhists are, well, I don't know, but Bodhike Adik. Vedashraya Nashtikavad Bodhike Adik. The actually impersonalists are worse than the Buddhists, according to Kaviraj Goswami. Because Vedashraya, in the name of Vedas, they're giving some philosophy. Okay, Hare Krishna, nothing else here.